You remember, so therefore the Magen Avraham says that we remember that since the Parah Adum is an atonement for Cheta Ego, we don't want to make a public announcement, so that's why we do it privately. So we mention it, but we don't make a big fuss over it. But perhaps it's still Daraisa. Others suggest that the Aruch HaShulchan, that the mitzvah only applies bisman when they actually brought the Parah Aduma. So therefore, the psukim in conjunction with the karbanos, like Berkos Kohanim in conjunction with the karbanos, some say is Daraisa. And others say it's Daraisa. Anyway, Berkos Kohanim, but in conjunction with the psukim, they say over here, it's Daraisa. The Stiper holds, no, it's not a Parshas Parah is a Choves HaTzibur, not a Choves HaYochid, it's on Basin. Basin goes ahead and it's their job, they have to make sure the Makam HaMikdash, where people could go and not go, and therefore they have to be careful where they go. Rabbi Baruch Epstein in the Torah Tamima points out, no, that the mitzvah of the Parah Adum is an atonement for Chede Ego, that it's for all of us to learn that no matter how bad our sins are, it's probably not as bad as Avodah Zarah, is the sin of the golden calf. And therefore, Ein Dava Omeh Lefnei HaTshuva, so therefore, we have a public reading to ensure that one, that we realize that even though they did the sin of the Cheder Ego, the Parah Aduma was atonement, so too, we could all do atonement for our sins. So those are the different sheets. If you assume the Parah, if you assume Parshas Parah is Daraisa, it's either we don't want to make, it's atonement for the Cheder Ego, so we don't want to make a public announcement like Miriam, or like the Aruch HaShulchan says it only applies Bizman Shabbos on Mikdash Kayam, the Stipler. It's just a chov on the basin to ensure that people, when they bring the karbanos, that they only go into the right spots, only in the makam hamikdash, and you have the Baruch Epstein, Ein Davar Omeh Lefnei HaTshuva, that's a chov for everybody.